to. Okay, so I am going to open the meeting at 9:06 a.m. We are at the municipal building. Today is September 16th. We are here for a tax assessment appeal for Donna Dezugas. And to open the meeting, and her property is at 214 Goodwin Mountain Lane in Westmore. Our first order of business, Kathy is our chair and she isn't here, so we have to nominate a chair for this meeting, which it can be a temporary pro temp for this meeting. It is allowed to do that. So I nominate Bill. I'm the clerk anyways, and I nominate Bill as the chair to oversee the I motion to nominate Bill. So if I can have a
I'll second. I never know which motions need seconds or
Yeah.
not, but whatever.
I
Yeah.
second them all and
Yeah.
then
All those in favor?
Aye.
So then, well, first I will give the oath because I'm the notary. So if you can, or if we want to read it together, the BCA oath.
Do you have hand on the Bible or?
Or up, we can
Oh.
do it up. Yeah, so I do solemnly
Well,
swear
for
or affirm
first
that I
time
will
we
well and
and
truly
truly
hear
care
and
and
determine
determine
all
all
matters
matters at
at issue
issue
between
between
taxpayers
taxpayers
and
and listers
listers submitted for my
submitted by
decision.
decision. So
So
help
help
me
me God,
God
or under
under
pains
pains
and
of
penalty
penalty and
of
perjury.
perjury. And then I can have you sign that after. And then I don't know
Oh.
if we want to do the first thing on the agenda, and then we can do the oath for the evidence. So
Okay.
approving.
Yeah, so I guess we'll approve the minutes of or need a motion to approve the meetings of the prior
August
meeting,
19th.
August 19th.
But I do have a correction. In the first part, I said that there were eight. We had found eight
Eight voters, yeah.
voters, and then I put to challenge those seven. Because remember, there were seven plus one, and in the end, we challenged eight. So I just wanted to put that second seven as
That
eight.
change.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I make a
So,
motion to accept the minutes with the change as noted.
one second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Okay, so then I guess we move on to hear and determine tax appeal of Donna Dezugas. It says 15 minutes. So we are going to try to keep within our time period. And I guess the first thing on here says ask the appellant and listers to take the following oath. We took the oath. Donna, you want to?
This is their oath to give evidence. So that would be, oh, I have to ask you, actually. Okay, so appellant Donna and Lister Mary, and your hand up, do you solemnly swear or affirm that the evidence you shall give relative to the cause now under consideration shall be the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or under the pains and penalties of perjury?
I do fucking swear.
Hey Donna, have you received a copy of these rules of procedure and whether you have any questions about how the hearing will proceed?
I actually, when I opened up the thing, there wasn't a copy in the certified mail. And so, but I, this is my third time going through the, no, second time for an appeal. I'm sorry, third time for a grievance. So I'm vaguely familiar unless something's changed.
Nothing has changed. It's the same rules, and I can give them to you. I also sent you an email with the rules attached.
Unfortunately, some of the attachments you send don't, when I open them, which I sent to Mary, that they're not readable.
Oh, I
And I
don't.
don't know why that happens. And I sent an
Because
email, never got a response.
to me,
Nope. For the first time it happened that I got an attachment and I said, this is what I'm getting. And I think I might have CC'd you, Elaine, but
No, I did not receive because I would have called you at that point.
okay.
So, but here they
You
are.
oh, you got it. Happen.
Okay.
Okay, then we'll move on to any BCA members are supposed to disclose any conflict of interest or ex parte communications. I don't have any.
Either.
I haven't talked to you about it yet.
I don't have any either.
Ask the listers to introduce the property on appeal by describing the property in its present valuation.
All right. Mary Bushy here. So this is a property located at 214 Goodwin Mountain Road. It's an actually this. Three contiguous pieces or three separate pieces of property that were purchased and they bordered each other. So, by state statute, they become contiguous. Its total acreage is 43.59 acres. For the purpose of this grievance today, we're not doing what we can do, but we're not doing the full appraisal. We're just looking at land schedules. The appeal has to do with the lister's decision to value contiguous properties as building lots. So each contiguous piece has a separate building lot of up to 2 acres, depending on how big it is. And the reason being is that simply by the in the past, the listers would when you bought a contiguous property, the listers would combine that and not do a second building lot, but just have that as other land. So which greatly decreased the value of the land. And this was picked up by one of the property valuation and review personnel. And we were told that this was wrong. This was wrong, a wrong assessment. And that makes sense because simply by buying your neighboring property doesn't mean you that property devalues. Now there is a economy of scale, so the more property you own, the less per acre it's worth. But again, by buying neighboring property, it doesn't devalue that property. So yeah, I'm gonna go over the process from the beginning of the first change of appraisal. So I would want to put this in evidence. This is for recording. And this is your copy, Donnie. It's stapled together. So I'm presenting it all. So this is one, all as
That goes
one
in the
factor.
evidence file, or are we supposed to be reading it?
No, and I'll go over it. So
So this
this
was the
is
first,
Lister evidence number one.
this was the first change of appraisal. And it says corrected land schedule, and it was corrected. And now we're going to learn about land schedules. So if you flip that first page, this is just that notice. I just attached the notice that Donna got. And so if you look down at land prices, do you see it's almost at the bottom of the page says land prices.
Yes.
Okay. S1 is a site building lot, and it's that site one, and its size is 2 acres. The neighborhood is 1.2, and if you have any questions about what this means, just ask me.
And the grade of the land is 1.3. So the value of that site is 46,800.
I guess it would be helpful just as you go along, because I have no clue
Yep.
what, so if you don't mind just saying.
Yep. So a neighborhood is all the property when the townwide reappraisal, the reappraisers go in and they give a grade to every neighborhood. And so it has, there's a lot to it, but basically it's the most weighted grade, the most weight is put on location. So if it's a good location, it's a good grade. I mean, the best grade we have is probably the people on the lake right here in the town where they're close to services and they've got lakefront, and that's obviously a higher grade. If you live on Bald Hill Pond, where you've got to go up 8 miles of dirt road to get there, and the services aren't available, then your grade is probably really low.
Is there a
Well,
scale like them?
yeah, it well,
Sort of.
yeah, sort of. It's like one is average.
Okay.
Okay, one is always average. Grade in neighborhood, one is always an average. Okay, and so then when we're looking at the grade of the land, and the grade of the land is the same. They look at all the land, they do a land schedule, and one is an average piece of land for Westmore. So in this particular for this particular lot, it's 1.3, so it's great, it is really high. So for land, and so
Well, how high does it? I mean, does it go up to
it,
six or plot five or three? Or...
very seldom it goes that high. Like two, three is a really high land grade. Okay.
Linda asked a good question. What's the
So
scale
I'm
for
allowed to
neighborhood?
give my
Yeah.
evidence, and I.
You'd have to ask after
Yeah.
respond to
Okay.
her.
Yep. Okay. So I'm going to skip over and just go. So this was the first, it because I do have a economy of scale on the land schedule. So if you look, this says S1 building lot, S1 building lot, S1 building lot, and you see that the neighborhood is always the same, and the grade is changed, and so it changes the value. Well, Donna had a grievance, went to the grievance and listened to another person's evidence and decided she didn't want to grieve. She understood it, and that was fine. But bringing it up for grievance made us, the listeners, look at it, and we realized there was a mistake. So if you look at the second, and so I said, and so I sent her, I changed it, and this is the second of round of a change of an appraisal. Okay, so because it changed it. So if you look at the land schedule on the second page, you'll see it says S site one additional building lot, and the value is quite a bit more.
Where does it?
I have a sheet further down. I'm just going to explain why she got a second appeal and why, and then I have a sheet here which I'll present that spells out the difference in. And
Isaiah just pulled in, so
so you want me to wait?
we're not going to go over this for him, are we? We
No, he'd have to listen. He could listen to the tape.
this is probably the important part right now that you're getting into, so if we wait.
Well, this is just actually this is just a presentation of why there was a second that why there was a second change in appraisal, because it did increase the appraisal again,
Yeah.
and when I correct it, so Donna got a second change of appraisal.
Yeah, just wait one more minute and then he's in here, and I think the rest of it hasn't really been a lot of facts. Right now you're getting into fact.
Yeah, this is just a really
You want to sit out there?
training experience. Hey, are there.
I just wanted on the record that I oppose that someone arriving late to my appeal is being allowed in now. I just wanted on the record.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going over land
We
schedule.
have a quorum without him. He's so worth.
Okay, so and Donna came to the grievance and her and she, disagreed with this and she said there is the her land and her deeds were all screwy was her a grievance. And so we looked at her. She had has just had she just had a survey. Oh, I was gonna go get that survey and I never did. She had just had a survey, which is right here. And I can get the survey cheat if you want. It's easy to find, easy to read. Do you want me to do that?
I think if you present it and we present the
Okay.
survey,
Can somebody? Oh, move for the first. Okay, this is the survey. Let me get it straight. So this is the survey, and these three pieces of land are Donna's land.
what is the number of the survey? Do we have that?
Didn't I write it down here? Nope, I didn't.
Taken what date?
It's plat. I can tell you real fast.
Miss that says has 7/24, but you can't read the what year.
Okay.
Oh, it was recorded on 2/10/25.
And what is the
It's
purpose of
flat 168 of the Westmoreland Land Records.
and are you submitting that as evidence?
Yes. This, and you have a copy with a one I just submitted.
Oh, in here,
Hear
it's
that?
in here.
Yes, that.
Yep. Oh, so okay, so that's
I'm just
let's.
going to use this because it's easier to see. So this is her three lots. So if you see. This is 12.37 acres. This is 5.4 acres. And this is 28.24 acres. So the total acreage is 46.04 acres. So it's 2.422. I don't know. It was for a total of 43.59 acres and it's gone up to 46.02 acres. It's 2 point, I think it's 2.42. Yeah, 2.42 additional acres. So she got the third increase in assessment because she had more acreage.
And how did suddenly she acquire more acreage?
She got a survey. And when you're doing acreage and you're figuring out acreage, the survey is always defaulted to. So the survey is, and we looked at the deeds too, and the deeds basically matched the survey. There was a mix up. She was right. There was a mix up in her deeds. And so this, she straightened it all out. So are you keeping all this or?
I stole all your papers, so
Well,
I
you can
can
have
keep
them when I'm done. Well, I guess you can. I gotta keep it. So.
right.
All right. So that ex just explains what happened to the three. Why she got three increases in assessment. Okay. This is
And would you just go list them again? Additional
okay.
acreage.
No. Change a correction in land schedule. Correction,
But we're only here today for the last one, correct?
Right.
For the
Well,
last
as I
denial,
understand, yeah.
which is an increase from 278 to 316 because of
So
addition.
an increase of acreage for two of 2.42
Okay,
acres.
thanks.
So one was an increase. One was a correction in land schedule. Two was a correction for of the correction of the land schedule, and three was an increase in acreage. Okay, so here is number two, whatever you call.
Oh, evidence.
Evidence, exhibit number two.
Oh, is this for us or for Donna?
That's for Donna.
Okay.
We can share this. Okay, so
Don't mind me.
these the first
Yeah.
exhibit, the first block is the three pieces of land not contiguous when they were separate pieces of land. And this is their value, this is their assessment, the total, this is their acreage as we understood it then. And the total value was 176,400. And then I'm looking basically, I'm spelling out that site assessments so you can see the difference in site assessments. So the site breakdown of the individual lots when they're individual, not combined. So the 214 lot is, or 0214 is 46,800. And you can see then down 90,200 for the second lot, 25,200 for the third lot. This is the bulk land. So the site's assessments add up to 91,200. The bulk lands adds up to 85,200 for a total of 176,400, which matches the individual assessments. Now, we're going to the current assessment with the increased site. With the increased sites, and this is the assessment as combined. So the first lot is 46,800, didn't change. The second lot is 18,000, and that had a change. And the third lot was 25,200, that had no change. And so that's 90,000. Bulk land is changed to from 69,000 from 85,200 to 69,200. So there's a change in the bulk land of 15,300, and that's due to the economy of scale. The more land she owns, the more. So and I have this as exhibit because I wanted you to see that indeed. When you buy contiguous property, you do get a break in the assessment. But again, going back to the first statement, just because you buy a contiguous piece of property doesn't mean that it goes down in value, but you do get a break on assessment. The site improvements wouldn't be, it's 1,200, that wouldn't be because, that's not because of bulk, because she has more sites. It's because I changed it. And I changed it because current assessment. Okay. Oh, and the third one is the second page goes to will address the site assessment. The third page is with the additional, or the third column, or is with the additional 2.42 acres. And that changes the bulk land to 73,000. So the increase in her assessment for 2.42 additional acres is $3,100. And again, that's due to economy of scale. I mean, you can't buy 2.42 acres for $3,000 anywhere. By itself. The second page just shows the grade. So building site building Site one, site two, site three. The grade is 1.3 on site one. That's a nice, quality, a lot. It's worth 46,800. Okay, wait. This is the first one is when it wasn't changed. That was my mistake. You see, it's just it has a building lot and it's worth 5,700. Really, it's worth 25,200 in the assessment of 717. Does that confuse anybody? Is that confusing? All of it's confusing.
Well, I don't know if it's my time to say something. Why don't we get to the point of what is she questioning so we can try to pick out what you're saying?
Okay,
I mean, you're going through a lot of numbers and stuff, but if we don't know what her complaint is,
her
how are we
complaint,
going to fit it in?
was the additional 2.42 acres originally, but I'm pointing out that her original grievance was she didn't think that it was fair
But
that.
she didn't appeal that.
Right. Well, okay. Yep. So it's the 2.42 acres. So here it is. So here it is. Here it is on the survey. And survey is number one when you go to the only reason we change acreage on lots is if there's a new survey.
So if you have a survey done, you're better off not
Yep.
handing it in.
No, well, it depending on if
If you gain land,
Well, you're gaining, I mean, you saw she's gaining 2.42 acres for an increase in assessment of $3,100. I mean, that's, and she did gain land. So traditionally, the first person that gets the survey, they make the, you know, that's that that's makes the starting point for everybody else's land. I know I had my land surveyed. And everybody, all my neighbors had to move their land over because I was the only one that had a survey. And so, and when they, the second person surveyed, they took off from the first,
From your starting
from
point.
the first.
Yes. I imagine that my question would be for Donna, why was the survey done?
And we'll wait and ask Donna
Okay.
that when she speaks.
So the then I have I just have I want to put this into evidence, and this is just a comment about the listener's decision to do to go reassess contiguous land.
Can we see that as the
Oh,
end?
certainly. Sorry,
Okay.
it's two-sided.
Okay.
It's the answer here. I mean, you can read Donna's comment too if you want, but.
Let's see. So this is from this woman
Deanna
named.
Robillard, who is the district advisor.
Okay. Can you kind of summarize it, Mary? What is
Yeah,
this?
I can totally summarize it. Basically, she says that basically she says we're right in doing contiguous, and doing the making the decision and reassessing the contiguous property. Because, as I stated, just by buying the neighbor's property, that land doesn't go down in value. And what was happening to the grand list, it was going down in value because all these people were buying contiguous property. And it was really decreasing the grand list. And we all know in this day and age, our grand list has been going down. Why? It shouldn't be going down. We had 11 new houses in the last 2 years.
So, why is our grand list going down? So, and it's because it wasn't being assessed properly. Basically, that's what it says. And she backs us up and says, and it was a hard decision to make. She says, and it was a hard decision to make because we're going in and we're looking at doing reassessing the land, and we're saying, oh, the landowners are going to be angry at us. And I was surprised that I didn't get any more. I was surprised that I didn't get any more grievances, actually. And on average, the landowners who had contiguous property, on average, their assessment went up $20,000 to $40,000. So, and no, nobody complained. Well, two people did, I think.
Is was there a lot of that in town? I mean,
23, there was 23 properties, and there'll be more.
and you think you've got them all?
No, there will be more. So I just found one the other day, and then we went out back only to 2015, and we went back only to 2015 because when the town was reassessed, they didn't delineate contiguous properties. So and they also call in the Lister world, they call that a clean slate. So if you mess with that clean slate, that's what our grand list is based on.
Yeah.
If you mess with that clean slate, then you're going to be all over the place. So we figured that we're going to have another townwide reassessment, and that would be taken care of at that
You
time.
pick up the any missed ones.
So that's
But as long as it's not one person that's being picked out and
no, it's 20, no, anybody who owns contiguous property. Now, we had one person that owns contiguous property and many lots of contiguous property, like five. And he purchased one in 2013, but it didn't show up until 2015. So we increased that site value, and he grieved. And we, since he purchased it in 2015, we erased that because he purchased it before 2015, so we had to follow that rule. And
Yeah.
we have to follow
Your
broker.
timeline, your start.
And I'm just going to give you this, and I'm not going to go over it unless we need to later.
You had
But
said 23 properties this year had increases because of the contiguous,
yes.
and their average assessment went up 20 to 40,000 because you discovered. And so their taxes went up accordingly.
Well, yeah. Well, their assessment went up. So, this is the third evidence, and these are just packets
With evidence.
with evidence showing that the site values were if you want to look at it, Isaiah, that's Donna's. You can look at it. This is just evidence showing land neighboring Donna's land, showing that the grade it's equal, and showing that the site values, the individual site values, are equitable to what everybody else is paying for a site or an additional site. And the other thing I wanted to just briefly go over was the sites went down the second time because the grade of the second this lot, the grade of this lot, 12.3 acres, and I think it's this lot, the grade was really low, and the neighborhood was lower. So I gave it a lower grade. We discussed it, the listeners discussed it, and we gave it a lower grade to reflect that the neighborhood wasn't as good as the other neighborhood. It's not as accessible. It's only accessible by a dirt road, a private road, and the land, this land. And you'll see in the paperwork I just gave you, this land is not valued at very high. It's really wet, and it's not good land. And this land is back here isn't very good. So she, we gave, you know, we gave her a lower grade to reflect that. So any other questions?
Probably not at this point for me.
I said enough. Sorry that I got, you know, you had all those numbers and stuff, but I realized when I started this, I have to teach you about land grades and sites, you know, like
Yeah,
you know,
but
you
if
have some
we
knowledge.
know where she, it seemed like backwards. If we know where she's coming from,
Yep.
then we can apply the numbers you're telling
Okay. Well,
easier.
that's what I said. This is it, and then we'll. You know, we'll go to Donna, and then I do have another chance to talk if
Yeah,
you're
we can
questioning.
ask
Yeah.
questions. Okay. I guess, Donna, it's up to you to give us your side.
Yep. And for the record, that was 35 minutes and 49 seconds. And you were saying we're going to do this in 15 minutes. So I just want that on the record that that was long. What I do need is I need the town map, which is right on the listers table, or the one from the vault for so that you guys can understand where I'm coming from. It's
You
the
know
town map. It's
the whole town.
I got one here in the package.
I if you don't mind, I prefer to bring the map out that I always look at when I'm looking at my
Oh,
land.
so go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, you know where it is.
It's open for public viewing. Is
I
it
got one.
presented as evidence, though?
Well, I got one right here.
Okay, yeah, if she has one here we can use if she wants to show us with that one, but if she use that one
It's
as
map 28.
yeah, you know, we can't put that into the evidence folder, but we can put a copy that's here.
Where have we talked? Which ones are we on?
This is okay.
We have a slide on this. Groundwater, something.
Sorry, I went on so long. Thank you for shutting me
I'm
out.
going to have to at 10 o'clock probably reset this because I had only created it for an hour.
Okay. So that's the time map. And I had asked Mary about when they were done. This is the newest map, I believe around June, you said you received it. The town paid to have that done. Okay.
So, did you want, is this a copy that can be put into evidence for?
This is already in evidence with
If
my.
it's in evidence, we can refer to it under there as it does not be duplicated.
Okay.
The first thing I want to clarify is I purposely did it this way because I didn't know what they were presenting and what I, so we wouldn't do duplicates. Okay, so that's why I didn't do it in packets. First of all, this is my letter as to why I'm here today. So I want that properly presented, that the reason why I'm here is because everything, there was so many errors on my property cards over the years, so many. I tried to deal with them first when Chris Evans was here. And that's why it's important to look at this map. When Chris Evans was here, the first parcel I bought is right here. This is the parcel I bought. When the property next to me went for sale, which is the right of way, goes through here, I jumped on it. I bought this property here. There was a belief that this was the property that I bought the first time, and that's what was registered in our town, was that this is a lot one, not this. This is actually lot one. I brought it to Chris's attention that Mr. Davies from Barton made a mistake when it was registered because the town says they get it from the lawyers when it's sold, and that Mr. Davies was the one that made the mistake, that he claimed it was this from Dolores Rome and the Poynes, and it was actually this. And how we discovered it was after I bought this, and after I bought this, I had hired a different attorney, Mr. Keenan, and he's reading the deeds and he says, do you always buy land from yourself? I said, what? Because I thought this was up for sale. And he says, you already own this. He goes, you own this. He goes, this is the 13 acres. He goes, this is what you own. He goes, what you don't own is 5 acres in here. So it's between the properties. And because this is a right of way, my concern was, uh-oh, what's going to happen? And believe me, this is not worth what this is worth. And so we negotiated and I bought this. So that's how we got the contiguous property and made it into one piece. And that is when I applied for current use because I then had more than 25 acres. And I did move to Vermont for the open spaces. So I thought, let's keep the spaces open. And that's what I did. I kept one homes. At that point, it wasn't homesteaded yet. I homesteaded when I moved here 4.5 years ago, but I had one home site and that was it. I didn't have home sites any. So I went to current use, had LandVest do it. Eric worked there at the time and I thought I was all set. I was advised by Chris Evans. She was the one that said to me, as a lister, she says, you have contiguous properties. It's going to show on your property card. Your taxes are going to go down. And then your taxes are going to go down more because you put it in current use.
By the way, who's Eric?
Eric Townsend. Yeah, because he was a lister
Yeah.
and he also was working for LandVest. So what I'm just trying to say is the history of the three
Yes,
parcels.
and I just
Okay,
wasn't
so that's
clear.
what encouraged me to do it. That's it. That was the history of it. I would just want to keep this available. Okay. The next thing. So now we just need to what I want to make clear on my letter, it's not limited. I am not limiting my appeal to 2 point something acres. I'm not limiting my appeal. Read it. It says I'm saying about any errors in my property records because this is what happened. On July 7th, I came to the lister's office to talk to Mary to try to understand the notice that I got about this reassessment because I was busy with the tower thing, so I wasn't following this reassessment thing the town that the listers were doing, not the town. So, and it was the $3,600 increase, but I was just like, I didn't do anything different this year. So what is it? Oh, we're doing it to everyone with contiguous properties, blah, 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 blah. Okay. And then when she tried to start explaining it to me, and that's what's interesting. If you look at all the property cards that even she included, they all have different dates on them. They have different dates of when my land's been reviewed, last reviewed. They have different dates on when they've been printed out or changed. And so I'm looking at this paperwork and I'm like, oh God, am I ever confused? So, and I still didn't understand why they were doing this contiguous property if in Vermont we're trying to discourage fragmentation, not encourage it. Like if someone buys a big piece of land like La Crosse Farm and they start breaking it up, that's fragmentation. Okay. And you're not penalizing them, but you're penalizing someone that bought adjacent land and has not built on it. I can understand if I built on it. If I built another homestead for my son, for my daughter, or something like that, that's different. Then I am affecting fragmentation. So that's why I went there to question that stuff. And to be fair to Mary, she was having surgery the next day. I could feel her tension in that. I didn't go any further. I was just like, you know what? I'll have to just show up for grievance tomorrow. So I handed my grievance request into Elaine that day, the 7th. And I was appointed for 2 p.m. on the 8th. But I attended the first grievance of the day. And that person has five parcels, contiguous parcels. And I listened to the things that were said. Unfortunately, I attended through Zoom and it was not visual. So I could not follow along completely when they referred to maps. So I won't misrepresent that. And I just listened and I said, you know what? I guess in the scheme of things, for a $3,600 increase, I don't need to be there at 2 o'clock. So I wrote an email to the lister's office, and then I called to make sure they got my email saying I do not need you to be there at 2 o'clock. When I listened to the morning first case, I said, for 3,600, it's not worth anyone's time. And that I said that to Susan, and Susan told John, and then John, I don't remember if he called me back or he said, I want to talk to Donna. And all I know is we ended up on the phone together, and he goes, we're all ready for your grievance. You have to show up. And I said, I don't need it. I said, after attending this
Okay,
meeting.
okay, okay. We got to cut this back a little bit.
But
We don't need every detail of I talked to him, he talked to her. We got to move forward. Move forward. I'm
I am
saying.
moving forward. I'm moving forward, and you didn't do this to the lister, but you are doing it to the property owner.
I know you got a long ways to go, and you're
How do you know what I have
okay,
to do?
go.
All right. So my point is, I canceled the grievance saying I'm fine with this. I was done. I left. I mean, I just closed it. My record's up. I'm done. I wasn't grieving. Then I get in the mail, or I get a notice that they're having a Donna Dzoukas grievance day on July 26th, I believe it was. And it literally says for Donna Dzoukas Smith. And so I'm like, okay, I'm having a second grievance. It's like, what is, why? All right, everyone, grievance day was on the 8th. If I didn't show up on the 8th, I cannot grieve after the fact. The town can all of a sudden reassess again and call me up again, and that's what they did. Okay, and I will give you the papers to go with this. Then, so I showed up on the 26th, and I asked Mary. I had said to Mary, the emails you sent to me, they're extremely confusing. They're inconsistent. There's facts in the emails that knock other things out. So I didn't. I just lost my glasses. Here we go. So this is what you need copies of. All right. Here are the emails. So this is when I was asking, why are we
So this
having?
is evidence you're presenting, correct?
Yes. And so I asked, why am I having a? Why am I being assessed again? What am I grieving? And that's her email to me, her response. And this was the email that when I said, I'm not sure I need to grieve, can you send me the information so I know whether what it is I'm grieving? Because at that
Oh, can
point,
I have a copy of the evidence, please? Maybe if it is this one. Thank you. While you're passing that out, I'm going to create a new meeting because we're 5 minutes and
Okay.
what can
So between the first grievance day of July 8th and Donna Dzoukas grievance day of July 26th, when I sent the emails to Mary, I asked her for more information. And with those emails, these are the things I got, and I couldn't make heads or tails out of it. And I wasn't sure what I was looking at. So I asked her, I said, I'm still confused about all this. And then I think, believe this is similar to what she just handed to you, but this is what I received from her when I told her that what she did send me just confused me more. And there's a total difference of 52,900 between all the changes they've made on my land. But yet the first notice I get from the town, it said the change was, which she already submitted, so I won't submit it again, was 3,600. Okay. And then also she submitted that there was a change of 34,600. So don't know where all these numbers come from. I'm not saying I'm a professional at this, but that's what I'm saying. It's very confusing. The other bothersome thing I have with this, everything's dated April 1st. Yet, so
Is
it's
this
dated April
evidence?
1st that my land increased by 3,600. It's dated April 1st that my land increased 34, but I didn't get this till July, and I got the other one in June. Once again, paperwork. So
Hang
the
on 1 second. I don't want to lose anything.
okay.